This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The World Health Organization says the coronavirus has reached 166 countries, with more than 208,000 confirmed cases and 8,600 deaths. AP's Karen Chamas reports the Chinese city at the center of the coronavirus pandemic is, for the first time, reporting no new daily cases.
Just a month ago, the town in Hubei province was overwhelmed with thousands of new cases of COVID-19 every day. The dramatic development highlights just how much the outbreak has now pivoted towards Europe and the United States. Wuhan has been under a strict lockdown since January and remains cut off, with only those with special permission allowed to travel in or out. The news came as President Donald Trump described the fight against the virus as a war and implemented new emergency powers that allow him to compel manufacturers to deal with the pandemic. Wuhan's situation has offered a rare glimmer of hope for the rest of the world as it battles the virus. I'm Karen Chamas.
There is growing concern that young people are not taking the coronavirus warning seriously. Thousands of young people have been partying on spring break in the southern U.S., many ignoring warnings about social distancing. Dr. Deborah Birx is the head of the White House response to the coronavirus.
We cannot have these large gatherings that continue to occur throughout the country for people who are off work to then be socializing in large groups and spreading the virus. You have the potential then to spread it to someone who does have a condition that none of us knew about and cause them to have a disastrous outcome.
The Center for Disease Control says about 40% of the people being hospitalized in the U.S. are between the ages of 20 and 54. European stocks closed down Thursday despite another dramatic round of monetary stimulus by the European Central Bank. U.S. stock indexes are up in midday trading. For more on the coronavirus, please go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. More African countries are closing their borders as the coronavirus local spread threatened to turn the continent into a new front for the pandemic. The World Health Organization's Africa chief says 34 of Africa's 54 countries have cases, with a total close to 650. On Thursday, Senegal closed its airspace, Angola and Cameroon shut air, land, and sea borders, and Rwanda blocked all commercial flights for a month. Australia and New Zealand are instituting travel bans on all non-citizens and non-residents entering both countries. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.
All of the cases of COVID-19 identified in New Zealand to date relate to people travelling here and bringing the virus with them. While the majority have been returning New Zealanders, that has not always been the case. Therefore, we need to continue to make further decisions and further restrictions to limit the risk of people bringing the virus into New Zealand.
Citizens, residents, and family members of both countries will still be allowed to return. As countries worldwide battle the health aspects of the coronavirus, many are also taking steps to stem the economic impact on people and businesses. In the U.S., the Trump administration says Americans will see more money in their bank accounts under a virus relief proposal Congress is racing to finalize. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The $1 trillion plan would include checks directly deposited. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin tells Fox Business Network adults would get $1,000 each and children $500, meaning a family of four would receive $3,000. Officials earlier said the money would be allocated by income, leaving out the super wealthy. Mnuchin says the goal is to get the money out in 3 weeks, with more to come 6 weeks later if the national emergency is still in place, and if Congress agrees to the proposal. It would be the biggest economic rescue package since the 2008 recession. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Afghanistan says it is ordering its forces to switch to an active defense posture as the Taliban continues to attack. The United States in February signed a deal with the Taliban aimed at paving the way for them to negotiate with the Afghan government. The Taliban say they have held back from attacking international forces since then, but have continued to attack Afghan forces, with U.S. and Afghan officials calling for a reduction in violence. Organizers of the Tokyo 2020 Olympic Games received the Olympic flame in a scaled-down handover ceremony in Athens on Thursday. The torch will arrive in Japan on Friday and kick off a domestic relay on March 26th. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.